Hi, everyone, and welcome to our new podcast, Journey in Joy, where we try to discover and explore what living in joy really is. My name is Hector, and with me I have Leo.
Hey, everyone, this is Leo. Thank you for joining us.
And together, we're going to go through and teach you what we have learned so far, some tools to put in your toolbox, let's say, on how to live in joy.
We're so glad that you guys all are tuning in with us and joining us in this journey together, and we hope you enjoy the ride.
Okay, so what is living in joy? Probably, for me, is to be uplifted to stay uplifted in all areas of my life, regardless of what's going on. Obviously, joy can be a very different perception depending on who you are, your upbringing. So, Leo, I'd like to know, what is it for you? What does joy mean for you?
Yeah, I would agree, Hector, with living, being happy and joyful and uplifted in every area of our life. And I think also another perspective is that the timeless advice of following your passions, being able to follow your joys and passions in life. I think that's also a big part of joy.
And how do we do that with all these constrictions in life where we have to get up and we have to go to work and, do all the things that, really don't bring us joy?
Yeah, I feel it's about creating an environment for ourselves that supports this way of sort of uplifted state of being. And I think we agree that many, many things such as music or art or these sorts of things, or the people, the friends, our social groups, all of this is a big part of it.
Creativity.
Creativity, yes, yes.
Yeah, so being we find an outlet in creativity. Yeah?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So as one of my creative outlets is I'm a musician, and I truly believe that music can bring joy into your life, no matter how you feel. As you know, that you could hear a song that you heard back when you were 10, 20 years ago, and it will bring in that feeling of what you felt when you first heard that song. Mm-hmm. So I probably say that one of the great tools that you can use to stay uplifted and stay living in joy would be to listen to music that you love.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get up and dance to the music and let yourself free in the music. Everyone, definitely has music that can raise an emotion for them. Some sad, some could be your first breakup, and it was your song, and when you hear it, you feel sad. Just like that, we just need to make a playlist, I say, of songs that uplift you, that make you joyful, that have really good memories attached to them. Play them in the car on the way to work, I think, is probably a really good way of doing it. Get yourself in that state of joyfulness and happiness. And I think that what sort of happens, what you feel internally is what really happens to you, what your reality is externally, and the vibration that you sort of attract. Thoughts on that, Leo? Yeah.
I totally agree. And I like how you mentioned the dancing too. And I think, getting the energy moving, getting our body involved in that way is super important, because I think we can, as you alluded to in the beginning, if we have that sort of 9-to-5 job, or, we're in that sort of that grind in our life, which many of us are, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think it can lead to some stagnation, and, it can lead to, sort of energy, you could say, or really life building up in our bodies that we want to express creatively, but we've sort of gotten into a routine of forgetting how to. And so I think, as you say, the dancing, I think, is so important, and how we can get that energy moving, we can really groove, and we could really dance and be happy. And I think that's a big part of it as well.
How do you integrate that in your day? So your day-to-day, you wake up in the morning, you want to live in joy. What do you do?
I do think getting the body involved, whether it's through exercise, and really what I've been finding recently is this idea of practicing squeezing in joy. And I think a lot of us have because of our society and culture that we've sort of chosen to be a part of, we've learned how to squeeze in frustration, squeeze in anger, and squeeze in stress, you could say. And I think there's nothing wrong with that, but I think that there's sort of a limit to that. There's only so much we can squeeze in that way before we tear something, we tear a muscle, or we. So I think it's important for us to practice squeezing in joy, and whether that's like doing push-ups and counting in a joyful way, one, two, or something in that manner, to really to get that the joy muscles activated, let's say, joy muscles pumping. And so exercise, I think, is a great way, and dancing as well. But yes, I'm learning more and more that getting the body involved is a really important part of the joy process. How about you, Hector? How about you?
For me, being a musician, music is paramount. Yeah, I've over the years can be in any mood, and I just put on one song that I love, and it just literally changes within seconds, and it brings me into that a joyful state or a happy state or a loving state, a memory or that I've had in the past. And yeah, create that playlist, create your happy playlist,
Have
and
playlists.
don't listen to yeah. Make sure that it's a playlist that every song has a really positive memory to it. Literally, if you feel that you're going down and the world's getting too much, or really just want to relax, play your playlist. I mean, we all have the ability with the phones now and can carry so many songs that just to create, maybe get into creating a very calming playlist, a very joyful, uplifted playlist, a very loving playlist. So I would say, from my point of view, is just create playlists with emotional moods attached to them. So at any point you can go, okay, so I'm not, I had a pretty rough day, and do I want to sort of go more into a relaxed state, or is it that I want to, really get uplifted because now, I'm coming home and the work day's behind me, coming home to the family. What do I want to feel? Do I feel loving? Do I want to feel uplifted? Yeah, so it's all really a choice. So find that playlist, create that playlist, make the effort to make that playlist. Yeah, play that playlist in your car on the way home or on the public transport. And if you live at home, that's even better. If there's no one home while you're working from home. So that would be my recommendation. As one of the greatest tools to stay in that joyful state is music. Embrace the music.
Yeah, I totally agree. And just to share some of the top few songs of my playlist right now is "I Can't Stop the Feeling" by Justin Timberlake. That always gets me grooving. And two more. One is "September" by Earth, Wind, Fire,
Oh, okay, it's an old one, yeah.
and another oldie, but Goldie, "I'm Coming Out" by Diana Ross.
Ross.
Those are our top three right now.
Wow. Way to go. My top three. I don't think I have a top three.
Are there some that you're listening to right now that's just sticking in your mind or popping your?
No, not really. Not really. I don't really have any in particular that I, will constantly listen to. I have playlists. I create playlists depending on what I'm doing at the time. If anything from meditation way up to getting down and dancing in the lounge room, jumping around, watching the wife coming look at me and just nod her head, and it's like, okay, but it is hugely uplifting. It's very joyful, and I feel great afterwards. So no, I don't actually have any particular songs that I would be listening to. Just a lot of yeah, playlists for me. Just a lot of playlists that over time, I hear them maybe from wherever, and I go, oh wow, I remember that song, and then I just grasp into the feeling of that song. How does that make me feel? And yeah, from there I Shazam it, and then whatever that feeling was, it goes into that playlist, and then it slowly just builds up, and then before you know it, you got hours of music in all different playlists. And so yeah.
I love that. I love that Shazam into a playlist. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us on today's journey. Enjoy today's episode. We spoke a little bit about music and how it can help us shift our state and be more joyful and uplifted. If anyone has any, would like to reach out to us, any questions or comments, you can reach out to us at our email, journeyenjoypodcast@gmail.com. We'll also have that in the description below. Remember, everyone, joy is a choice.
That's right. Joy is a choice. We'll see you next time, guys.